Healthcare costs in Vermont are out of control and continuing to rise. Lawmakers are taking a swing at lowering costs by capping how much hospitals in Vermont can charge for specialty drugs. Those are medications used to treat cancers or autoimmune conditions, administered at an office or infusion center. But the price cap takes away millions of dollars from hospitals. Someone who's been looking into the details is Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp, and Lexi joins me now. Hey, Lexi.
Hi.
So first, tell us about drug markups at hospitals. Like, why is this something lawmakers wanted to target in the first place?
Outpatient drug prices in Vermont are super high, the highest in the country by a lot, about twice the national average. These are drugs you cannot pick up at a pharmacy. They're used to treat certain cancers or conditions like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. And there are some big outliers, drugs being marked up 10, 20, or 70 times the manufacturer's price. And this is something insurance companies have specifically called out. Here's Sarah Teachout of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont at the State House last month.
When we look at all the things contributing to high premiums, this is the standout reason.
So lawmakers heard about this problem and actually did something. They set a price cap on how much hospitals can charge for these drugs. Lexi, what did they ultimately decide on?
So the legislation applies to 8 Vermont hospitals. It excludes the state's smallest, most rural hospitals that are not affiliated with a bigger hospital system. And here are the numbers. It says hospitals cannot charge more than 120% of the manufacturer's average sales price, or ASP. This is a number calculated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and it includes discounts that insurance companies get from drug manufacturers. Blue Cross has said this is going to save millions of dollars, and it would lower health insurance premiums, basically overnight. This would apply to teachers' health insurance plans and premiums on the state marketplace. Those would go down by 4 percentage points. So instead of, say, a 14% increase, it would actually be a 10% increase in premiums for next year.
So relief for everyone paying health insurance, which sounds great. But Lexi, is there opposition to the price cap?
Yeah, you can imagine hospitals are not thrilled. And the problem here is that some say this average sales price number doesn't actually reflect the cost of the drugs they buy. I spoke with Peter Wright, the CEO of Northwestern Medical Center in St. Albans, about this.
There's no argument that where we are today is unacceptable and unsustainable. I think everybody agrees with that. The point here is we're getting punished. Nobody in the country charges 120% of average sale price. Nobody.
Under this legislation, what would happen to a hospital like Northwestern?
So they run an infusion center right next to the emergency department and serves patients in Franklin and Grand Isle counties. They had about 2,500 appointments in the last year. And some of their most common drugs, like Inflectra, Remicade, Rituxan, they cost the hospital way more than the average sales price. So Northwestern is worried about being able to keep that infusion center open. Right now, it just about breaks even, and it's projected to lose somewhere between $2 to $2.5 million a year under this law. If they close, patients would have to travel for care, potentially out of state. Here's CEO Peter Wright again.
We'll have to send people to Plattsburgh, North Country Hospital in Newport, or Copley Hospital in Morrisville, depending upon where patients live.
And other hospitals are expected to lose a lot more money. Rutland Regional Medical Center could lose $16 million a year. UVM Health Network says across their hospitals, they could lose between $60 to $80 million a year.
How does the legislation guard against hospitals cutting services as a result of this cap?
There's a clause that basically says if a hospital thinks the price cap is going to limit patients' access to care or means they might have to close a service, they can request a rate increase, so getting more money from another service they provide. That's all determined by the Green Mountain Care Board, our state's healthcare regulator. But either way, hospitals will feel this. Jessica Holmes is a member of the board.
There is going to be a decline in revenues coming into the hospitals, right? The reality is that the only way to bring our health insurance costs back in line with the rest of the country is to reduce our healthcare spending.
Okay, Lexi, what happens next?
Governor Phil Scott has indicated he's supportive of the legislation. If he signs it into law, the price cap will go into effect at the start of next year.